in a game and during the week of not having Richardson? I mean, how does it affect game planning and also the game itself?
Game planning, I mean, you know, we don't make the game plan, so it doesn't really affect us. As far as the practice, I mean, he's still getting his reps. He's individual stuff. He's getting all that. He's mixing in reps as well. You know, and I think he's fine. You know, you just don't want to push it because he's too important to this football team.
When you look at that San Diego, they've given up 14 touchdown passes, I think. Yeah. How can you attack those guys?
I think, you know, the corners got Quinn, you know, Jammer's been out. He's been in the league for 11 years. He's a good player. He's faced probably the best quarterback to ever play the game in Peyton Manning. So he's faced some good quarterbacks. But, it's all about mismatches. You know, I mean, I think just trying to find guys and one-on-one matchups with our receivers as far as running good routes, you know, winning one-on-one matchups. And that's what that's what some guys have done against them.
As you get, you know, the receivers get healthier every week, maybe Mo Mass this week, can you talk about the advantage of having so many guys who have contributed already this year? And then does it present any challenges having, you know, maybe five or six guys rotate in and out of the huddle every play or two?
No, I think, you know, a couple of weeks ago we were worried about not having enough. So it's nice having those guys back. I mean, I think the more the better, you know, those guys are able to be fresh when they're running routes, they're running full speed because they know they come out for a play or come out for a couple plays. So it's good having all those guys in there. It doesn't mess up our timing. It actually probably helps us more than anything because they're doing the reps full speed. So it's nice to have those guys back. I think it doesn't change anything we do offensively. Just really, more than anything, I think it's more of a positive for us.
Seven games by now going into your eighth game. Have things like out there when you're watching it progress, have they slowed down for you? Or are things just much more visible for you?
Yeah, I think definitely slowed down as far as the game. I think I'm playing a little bit faster because I'm not having to think quite as much as what we're doing. That's the main thing. You know, early in the year, I'm still thinking, okay, my X receiver is doing this, my back's here. I was thinking about all the X's and O's and what we were doing. You add that on top of how good and how fast those guys are on the other side of the ball. I mean, that's a lot going on in your mind, you know. So, yeah, the game's slowing down a little bit for me, but I'm also understanding what we're doing offensively, which helps. You know, that helps you process it and know where to go with football. And you know where, you know, your progressions are, you know where your checkdowns are and all those things. So just getting comfortable with the offense is probably helping me slow the game down more than anything.
Man, what are you seeing from Greg Little out there the last few games that have, you know, led to him being more productive?
He's playing fast. I think, you know, you look at the routes he's running, I mean, he's just playing fast every single play, you know. So he's really starting to come into his own. I mean, he's a guy that wants the ball in his hand. He'll come to practice, but hey, I'm going to be open on this player, you know, whatever it may be. I mean, he's confident in his ability, and he's playing like it too. He's running great routes. He's playing fast, and you know, we all knew he had it in him. You know, it's exciting to see him playing so well, and it's a great asset for me.
Was there always going back to your days at Oklahoma State? Was there a friendship right off the bat with Cooper? You guys are both Oklahoma guys. What do you remember about meeting him first time you saw him?
Yeah, it's funny. Me and Cooper were good buddies at Oklahoma State. I don't know, just right off the bat. I think, you know, he grew up 20 minutes from me, and he's my brother's age, actually. So they played against each other growing up, and so I knew who he was since he was, you know, probably a freshman in high school, maybe younger. So, we always kind of had that connection. We were on the scout team together. We came in the same year at Oklahoma State in 07, and we're on the scout team together, and we were just dicing up our defense, me and him. And so we kind of had a little repertoire, you know, as young freshmen, and just kind of grew, and my confidence in him my senior year was through the roof. Actually, my junior year even, you know, my junior and senior year was through the roof, and you know, he's kind of a hermit, you know. It's hard. Me and my wife invite him over for dinner all the time, and once he hits the couch, he's not getting up, you know. So he's I got to get him out of the house a little bit. He's a hermit, but he's a great guy, and I tell you what, he's, you know, every quarterback's likes having guys like that. That's a security blanket, and you know, knows he's going to catch the football, and knows he's going to run the right route, and he's had a great few first games.
Brandon, do you find, as you've been studying these defenses, are they philosophically radically different from each other, or is it mainly matchups that you study?
You know, there's a lot of similarities. We're still getting a lot of man coverage, you know. You know, this team, Baltimore and Indy are similar because they run 3-4 defenses. You know, but I mean, you know, we're seeing a lot of the same stuff as far as matchups on the outside. We're seeing a lot of man coverage, but as far as the fronts, are a little bit different. But I would say overall, I mean, there's a lot of similarities.
Hey, Brandon, we've talked all year about near misses and one play here and there. How close do you think this team is to finally getting over the hump?
A couple plays. You know, I mean, I think. You know, you go look back, and I've the more you think about them, you think about, look at all the plays where we had a chance to make a big-time play, whether it's a throw, a catch, a block, or something. I mean, we had a play in a game where we had a chance to put ourselves ahead or to win a game, and you know, we've come up just a little bit short. I don't know how you fix it other than just making the play. I don't really know how else to explain it. But, you know, that's a good sign for a young team like us. I mean, I think if we're in ball games. We're not getting blown out. You know, no team is coming in saying, you know, we're not a gimme. You know, we're not a team that's going to come in that's going to lay down, and or we're going to lay down and give them one. I mean, we're going to battle. We're going to play hard. We're going to play hard for 60 minutes, and I think that's what we've shown, and that's going to help us down the road as we start keep maturing and keep getting better as a football team.
What are your thoughts about being named fourth captain?
No, I mean, it's cool. I mean, as far as, you know, I'm a rookie, and the veteran guys, you know, had the confidence in me to name me that guy, but I'll be honest, I'm superstitious. You know, I'm always, when I was a captain at Oklahoma State, I never went out for the coin toss. I always stayed on the sideline, threw exactly where I throw, where I got trapped underneath the flag. And so I don't know. You know, it's, I don't know. I'm gonna go out for it just because it's a special deal. I'm going to go out for the coin toss, but I'm going to make sure I get a couple throws in at the 30. And, you know, they tried to get me in Indy, by the way. I don't know if you guys saw it. I saw the big flag, and I ran off the side. Screw that. I'm not doing that again. But, no, I'm excited about it.
Brandon, couple more. I know you run what's called and all that. Do you think you guys are running enough here, even though Trent's been nicked up? But you got a couple other capable guys, too. So do you think you're running the football enough?
Well, I mean, you know, you got to go with what works. And I think, you know, last week we weren't running the ball effectively enough to get chunk yardage. And so, you know, when that's not happening, the first thing to do is start throwing the football around. And the quarterback, I'm never gonna complain about that. But, yeah, I mean, it also helps me. If we're able to run the football, it definitely helps. So, yeah, I think we need to run it. I think we need to, you know, be as balanced as possible. But, you know, I just do whatever's in the headset. You know, whatever they tell me to run, that's what we're doing.
That last throw, the throw to Gordon's the latest example. But there's been others where you stood in the pocket and taking a big hit as you're getting ready to release it. What does it take to be able to do that when you know you're going to get a hit and there's nothing you can do?
Well, I mean, that's just part of playing the position. I think, you know, all you guys and all the media were talking about my pocket presence, and I didn't have good pocket presence. I wouldn't stand in there and make throws, you know, and I can't respond to that. But everybody was questioning my ability to stay in the pocket. You know, I'm not, you know, you're going to get hit. I mean, at this level, guys are going to come free. You're going to get hit. You got to just step into it and deliver and make a throw. I mean, you know, it doesn't feel good, but it also feels a lot better if you're able to complete a ball with a guy getting hit, you know, after getting hit in the mouth. So, you know, it's just, it's all about guts, standing there making a throw and you know, the next day it hurts, but who cares? You know, it feels good when you complete a ball.